One day, I sat down talking to a person in a counseling session because he came to me for advice. We started talking and he began to tell me a part of his life. A question always stood out, and it was, why me? Why is it not going well for me? I am not bad. I have tried to do things well. I was silent. I only listened to him until we reached an important part. A married man was confessing to me that he had been unfaithful to his wife. There, he began to comment from what moment, and until then, he had not regretted his infidelity. What's more, he kept it hidden and was still doing it. After he told me about this situation, about 5 minutes passed, and he began to complain and to say again, why is it not going well for me? What have I done to deserve for the things that are not going well for me? I just smiled, and inside myself, I thought, you just told me that you are in adultery and that you don't want to leave it. Then you look at heaven and ask God why things are not going well for you. This made me meditate a little and realize that what happens many times in the life of a man is a reality. There are sins that we consider to be normal, situations to which we accommodate ourselves and we keep them in our hearts. We have them there because we say it is normal. But how normal will it be? We avoid that there is a spiritual world. And as they say in Hollywood movies, everything we say can be used against us. Spiritually, the same thing happens, my beloved friends. The Bible teaches that no curse comes without a cause. That is, many of the situations in which we find ourselves today are the product of a cause. Unfortunately, it seems that we examine ourselves. We do not find the cause for which we should be experiencing this or that because we consider that we are well. As well as that man who asked why he was going through the complicated situation, having recognized 5 minutes ago that he was in adultery. This is how the world is today. We look at the sky, we question, we complain, we wonder why. We are good, right? But in the end, only we want to hide what we know is not right. Perhaps this audio is not going to be like the others. Suddenly today, you were thinking of receiving a word to encourage you and believe that God will continue to bless you. Now, we are already blessed by the Lord because the fact that you have been able to open your eyes today means that there is an opportunity from the Lord. But the question is, an opportunity for what? It is not simply about putting aside what happened and looking forward, because perhaps what happened was an ellipsis. It was not finalized. And what you are doing today has to do with your past. And you are reliving it over and over again. And there you have it. Why haven't you renounced that sin that is ending with your life, with your family, with God's plans for you? In Aeschylus chapter 33 verse 10 says, Son of man, give this message to the people of Israel. You say our sins are a heavy burden. We consume ourselves little by little. How will we survive? As true as I live, says the servant Lord, I am not pleased with the death of the wicked. I only want it to be part of their perverse behavior so that they live. And then the Lord adds, repent, turn away from your evil. Repent, turn away from your evil. We are good at judging others and expressing that others are to blame. And many times, what we go through, right? But who is to blame today? Do you know where you are? I ask you, where are you going today? What do you have in your heart? How many times do we pray and ask God for blessings? And we do not realize that while we ask God to bless us, after praying, we go to work and we curse with our words. We do what is wrong. We lie, we steal, we adulterate, we defame. We have a bad behavior. And then we appeal to the grace of God to ask Him to bless us. Do you think you will have God's answer for your life? Sometimes God's answer is going to be like this. Like I just read to you, a strong word in which the Lord says, I just want you to turn away from the perverse behavior so you can live. You know, it is sad because even in the most complicated moment, it is when, as human beings, we harden our hearts in front of God. And it is when we should mostly recognize our sins and our mistakes. And not hide behind a ministry, not hide behind a big Bible, not hide behind a title of being Christian, not hiding behind going to church, not hiding because of so many excuses, to just look away from others and keep hiding that sin. What is a curse that you are bringing to your home and your life? And my words that come from God, maybe you will not like them. This is the minute, maybe you can turn off the audio, but today God is giving you a chance and is telling you, repent, abandon your sin, confess and release that misconduct, because in the end, no one is to blame, my beloved friend. You were the one who decided to do it. In the end, what is hidden, sooner or later, will be manifest, says the Bible. It will come to light. Now, maybe someone will say, Pastor, but if I confess my sin, my home will be destroyed. I cannot tell you that the consequences will be good. Perhaps they will present many inconveniences. But remember, by having a true repentance, you already have the support of God. What will happen? I don't know. But that is the first step you need to take today. So think about it, friend. Do not destroy your home for another woman out there who is only a plate of lentils at the moment. And for the moment you satisfy what you are looking for, you will realize that you lost the treasure that the Lord gave you. And I tell you also to women, what good is that you fool yourself, blocking your cell phone, placing a fingerprint, or changing the name of that lover? Someday God will reveal all things. But it is better that you take advantage of today, because in the end, my dear friends, look at what the Bible says. Repent, turn away from your wickedness, because the righteous conduct of the righteous will die. It will not save you if you indulge in sin. And in the misconduct of the wicked, destroy them. And if they repent and abandon their sins, when I tell the righteous that they will live, but then the sin, and I think they will be saved for having been righteous before, then none of their acts of justice will be taken into account. Do you know what the Lord is saying here? That if you are just, that if you have been forgiven by the Lord, but you consider that the unjust will serve you for the sin you want to commit, says the Lord, your acts of justice from yesterday are not going to serve you at all. To make you fair today, you will be responsible for your every decision you make. But it also says your acts of yesterday, if you have a true repentance and ask for forgiveness, your acts of yesterday, God says, they will not condemn you. You will be forgiven. In the end, God gives us alternatives. As a good gentleman, my friend, the Lord will only work as you allow it. What are you going to do today? I don't know what you're going to do today. What is the decision you are going to make? I don't know, but don't wait for tomorrow, because what is tomorrow What if tomorrow doesn't exist? What is in your heart that you have to bring to light? What do you have to confess? Today, I only come as that sentry who speaks the Bible, who listens to the voice and listens when some danger comes and gives the warning. But it only depends on those who really listen, pay attention, and pay and put to work the notice that is being given to them so that they save their life. Otherwise, if they do not pay attention to what the sentry is telling them, it will most likely end badly. God has given me this work through each devotional. I can tell you that God loves you. Of course He does. But I cannot just tell you about God's love, but I inform you and I warn you that He also is a consuming fire. Just as you hear Him, I cannot excuse myself that God is love to continue sinning. Therefore, it is important to recognize He loves me, but He is also a consuming fire for the one who hardens his heart and does not repent. You decide. The Lord is willing. Father, I pray for each person who receives this word. They are words that are not easy to say because they are strong, but necessary. And today, both the church and the world need words that confront us, in which we can recognize our condition to be free, because it is the only way to be free and to be able, Lord, to live life as you want us to live it. So many deception lies, so many things that we keep in our hearts, and we show what is not. Today, may your light shine on us and bring freedom. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.